Okay, let's begin this morning with a word of prayer, and that kind of brings everybody to silence. So I like that. Let's begin with a word of prayer together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this humble assembly. We thank you that you use it in so many wonderful ways. And we pray, Father, that you will continue to challenge us, give us opportunities to spread the gospel to both believers and unbelievers. Father, we pray this morning will be a morning of praise of who and what you are. In Christ's name, amen. Now, yesterday was a challenging, I must say a wonderful day, but it was just a very challenging day listening to speakers at Voice of Martyrs. And they had, for example, a man from India. And just people, I wish you could have been there for this reason. If you'd have been there and listened and saw the challenges, the things that get us out of fellowship, we would laugh at compared to what they have to go through just to worship Christ. And we get out of fellowship if somebody cuts in front of us. We get out of fellowship if things aren't the way we want it to be. And I think America is quickly becoming a challenge to being a Christian, but still nothing like it is in many places around the world. And we're going to sing a song right now. And the reason I picked this one, they sang it yesterday at the Voice of Martyrs. And no matter what's going on, I hate to say this because, yes, we do suffer. There's no such thing as a Christian that doesn't. But the suffering has different levels. And you watched the way some of the Christians suffer physically for their faith in Jesus Christ and still will not give it away, give it up. And when these things happen, when things come along that you don't want to come to Bible class, you don't want to come to church, you don't want to worship God, you just have to remember that God's in control, and it is well with our soul. Let's stand and sing, what page? 339, It Is Well With My Soul. And I beg you, as you read it, as you sing it, pay attention. See if that is you. See if that's how you feel about it.
Like a river attended my way, the sorrows I see billows know, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
Wednesday evening. We had our second prayer meeting in 2018 and over doubled the number of people. We even did it electronically. The St. Clairs couldn't be there, but they phoned and put the phone down and they joined in the prayer, and it was powerful. People, if you believe in prayer, I just hope you find some way to be here on Wednesday night with us. You do not have to stay for class. I will not check row. Oh, well, no, they were there, but they didn't stay. I will not do that. Prayer meeting is prayer meeting. And it's at 6:45 Wednesday. And we were meeting in the room back there, but if we go a little bit more this week, we'll be in here. And that would make me happy. But it was just really, really wonderful. Hearing the various people pray aloud, and of course they pray silently, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience, the prayer meeting here at our church. And I encourage you, think about it, pray about it, and I think the Holy Spirit will get you here 6:45 Wednesday evening. Okay, let's see, I got different things, different levels I want to do, got some announcements, but let's first of all, take care of some prayer needs. And first of all, how's Thomas?
Health wise, go ahead.
Well,
go ahead, you know better.
Well, you know, you called me from the prayer meeting, and I appreciate that last Wednesday, or right before it started. Friday I got a call from his doctor, from the lung doctor. He called back and left me a lengthy message, and so I called him back and spoke with him. And now, after further reviewing Thomas's tests, and he's confirmed with the oncologist, now the oncologist wants to see him and do a full workup. So that will be Tuesday the 9th.
Tuesday?
At 11. We'll go in and do a follow-up and a workup with the oncologist. So,
okay.
I don't know. He didn't say why. I don't know if they're just taking extra precaution. I'm sure that's all it is.
Good.
But because they saw some other things in those scans.
How should we pray?
Pray that it's not cancer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because we really don't know. I mean, they just want to be sure, be certain, you know, with his history and because of the leukemia. Because leukemia can come back in different forms.
Thomas, how are you feeling?
I feel fine.
I know. So the doctor, and so I appreciate their overcautiousness because of what happened, you know, and you just got to be sure.
Very good. Okay, and how's your dad?
Dad's doing great, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, he'll go back in maybe another month.
What about the triplets?
Triplets are due, so they were going to take the triplets this Wednesday, but because they're doing so well and mom's doing so well, they want to wait until 34 weeks. So 34 weeks is full term for triplets.
Oh.
Doctor said that they're keeping her there in the hospital on monitors, but they're going to hold those babies in her as long as they can. So.
Okay.
All good.
All right. Any other prayer requests that are not? Yes.
Eve.
Eve, please be in prayer for Eve. People, she's one of our soldiers, and she's down. And not really getting better, please go into prayer and get the great physician in her bedroom to heal her body. Get her back here with us. Please be in prayer for Eve. She needs it. And any other prayer request? Yes?
Reconciliation with my employer. I had a dispute last Tuesday. And I'm pretty sure I belong there, even though it's all the way in Grapevine. $120 minimum for gas, and I'm paid for this job.
So what would you have us pray? The divine guidance?
I'm trying to open his mind, because I've tried to reason with him all day Tuesday.
Okay.
Reconciliation.
All right. Very good. Thank you for sharing that with us. Very good. All right. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
I've got an issue with my knee, and the doctor wants to give me, or has prescribed some medication. I looked on the medication and it increases my risk of stroke and heart attack. So I want to resolve whether I need to take that medication and get something else or whether that one will work.
And what was the initial need?
I've got cartilage. I've got to replace some cartilage.
And they want to give you something that would affect your heart?
Well, it's supposed to be an anti-inflammatory, but apparently it puts me at higher risk for heart attack and stroke.
Don't take it.
Don't take it. Yeah. My goodness.
Call me, I'll tell you what
to do. And not only that, when I looked it up, well, this is used for dogs.
You're going to the wrong doctor.
When I was in seminary for 4 years, close friend, Todd Kennedy, by the way, is retiring, I understand, this year. Paul Schmidt-Blacker graduated in our class. He's retired this year already. But he was a vet and then got the call to go into the ministry, so he came to Dallas Seminary. So for 4 years, I'd always ask him about my medical things. And everybody, well, who talked? Oh, my vet. He's great. That's where I went through. That is nice. Any other prayer requests? Yes, boy.
I'm going to be traveling for the next 2 weeks, so my prayer while I'm traveling, and also for my oldest son, who takes a little bit of care needs. Because I'll be gone, I want to put him, Chris, so prayer list.
Are you going out of the country?
Yes. I'm going to Spain and Portugal.
Okay, we'll be in prayer for your travel, safety and return, and for your son.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
One of our youth group attendees, fairly new youth group attendees, who's been just a great prayer warrior as a whole, and also just kind of some new energy and sharing her testimony and her confidence in God helping her family through some trials and tribulations in the past, just shared with our group on Wednesday that her dad has brain cancer for the second time in 5 years, and she came to the group with just such a peace about her, right, Ryan, that she feels very confident that God is going to continue to guide them through this process. His name is DJ, last name is Warren. This girl's name is Skylar, and she's also on the thrill team with Ryan. So I'd ask her to be in prayer for the Warren family, and that God will continue to use them.
What old is her dad?
Probably 40s, late 40s.
That's what I thought. Okay. Be in prayer for him, absolutely. The Horn family, yes. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Just for myself, I need spiritual encouragement.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us. You got it right here, man. We're with you.
Oh, I know I do.
We'll be in prayer. Tell us your first name.
Clay.
All right. People, got a young person, ask for your prayers. If you're too busy, you're too busy. You need to be in prayer for Clay. Yes.
Well, pray support and the prayer request. Pray support report is that with you guys have been praying for me for the work-life balance. So one of the previous companies I worked with asked me to go back to work for them. So I put in my resignation. The prayer request is I have to wrap up the project. It's supposed to be done by the end of the year.
Okay, we'll be in prayer. Thank you. Any other prayer requests? Okay, we got some announcements that we need to make. And Chris Daig has a very important one. So, Chris, come up and tell us.
So, we've been in. I didn't want to rip it out of your jacket. So we've been in prayer for many of us have been in prayer for a long time, but over the last few weeks we've been asking for prayer with regards to decisions on the camp. We made the decision this week that we will be relocating the camp to a new camp facility at Lake Levan. So that is awesome. It gives us the opportunity to expand the outreach. We can house a lot more campers. It also brings a tremendous number of challenges because we basically have to redo everything that we've created over the last 8 years or so that we've been doing it. So please continue to pray for the camp. The other part of that is I wanted to mention that you know, Herman keeps talking about coming on at 6 o'clock or 6:45 on Wednesday. A praying church is a growing church, and a non-praying church is a dying church. And I know we've talked about it many times with regards to, you know, the interesting part about the Dead Sea is it's not that fresh water doesn't come in. It's just nothing ever goes out. And so all the dead stays right there. Well, we're not taking our message out to a greater group, to a broader group, and we're not letting it flow to our areas, our communities, then we're dying. And so this is amazing. I'm standing up here looking at that all the seats are full and we're here, and this isn't me preaching. It's pray, 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 pray. And it's convicting my soul. Yesterday was amazing. I'm sorry that everybody missed it. We're so glad Carrie and Fassel are here to kind of give us an overview of what they did. If we want this church to grow, y'all, we need to pray. We need to pray for these kids. We need to pray for the youth ministry. We need to pray for the missionaries. And we need to pray for each other. And let's get it out there and let's see what God can do for what God can do for him, because this is his church. So the specific prayer request, we have a meeting in a couple of weeks where we're gonna sit down and actually talk through what's the theme of the camp. What are the things that we're going to be doing at camp and kind of starting to organize and really see. It pulls away some of the service opportunities that we had before, such as the kitchen staff. And so we need to figure out where people want to serve and how they want to serve. So it changes a lot of stuff. If you'll just pray for our guidance, that the Holy Spirit will lead us to what he wants us to do with this thing. And I think maybe it's the direction.
One of you needs to talk straight to you.
Since we're losing the kitchen crew, can we have a snack crew? All right, people. We can take up to 300 in prayer. This is of God. We move finally. And Chris and I have been like-minded. We didn't want to get real big. We liked the intimacy of the smaller group. God said, no, I want you to give the gospel to more young people. So let's please be in prayer. A lot of things. Number one, be in prayer for the young people, those that have never been to camp before, and those that will hear about camp and start coming. Secondly, be in prayer for the structure, the taking care of all the things that go on at camp. Be in prayer for Chris and Lori, the wisest, in dealing with the camp. Please be in prayer for our young people. Pastor, I want to tell you something. There's so many young people here this morning, I hate to give this up to you. But I will. Okay. Let's see, any other announcements or anything? The Word of God declares, whatsoever man purposeth in his soul to give, so let him give not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. The offertory is for one, born-again believers only. Two, only believers that know how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that guides us in what we should do with our time and our money. So it's a joint effort in regard to the Holy Spirit working with us in the power of the Holy Spirit and the leading of giving of money. These things in mind, let's prepare ourselves for the offertory by prayer. Once again, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this humble assembly. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're using. We pray that we will just meet up with every challenge you give us and accept it as a privilege. Father, we pray therefore you receive the offerings that we're about to give. You will use these offerings to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, and Jesus Christ our Savior. In his precious name we pray. Amen. India made a very good point yesterday, and over the next few weeks I'll be sharing more with you, but this one I want to share now. He said, let me tell you who needs the prayers. It's the young people. He said, the older people, they're used to suffering for Jesus Christ. They're used to it. It's new for the young people. They've got to really make a strong decision. Is Jesus Christ going to be this important to me that I should have to endure this suffering that I really don't have to endure? I don't have to endure this from these Muslims, from the Buddhists, from the government. I don't have to. Is he really this important? Please be in prayer for our young people. Be in prayer for young people around the world who just come to know Christ as Savior. The challenge is before them to make their decision. He's now their Savior. Is he going to be their life? Is he going to be what they're here for? So please be in prayer for the young people here and all over the world. Now, yesterday, Fassel taught fantastic in a big, big church. I mean, that thing was big. Good grief. I wanted to ask if we could lease their restroom. Good grief. I mean, it was just unbelievable how big this church was. And this morning, we have the privilege of having Fassel and Kerry here in our humble assembly. And let me just say one more thing, people. You come here because you want to learn the Word of God. Maybe somebody else does too. I know this isn't some great place to invite them. We don't have a bowling alley. We don't have a basketball court. We don't have a lot of rooms. But we have the Word of God. If it's good enough for you, it might be good enough for some of your friends. So don't be afraid to invite them to this place. Okay. I've known Fassel for years. I'm not going to take any more of his time. Fassel, we're just so honored to have you and Kerry here, and I do mean honored. Fassel, come on up and let us know.
Thank you, brother. Again, honor is ours. I even can't spit it out. Honor and privilege is ours to be among you. Because last time I was with John Hintz, and he said, you know, there's a lot of preachers who are preachers of insecurity. I said, praise God, I'm known in Pakistan as a preacher of security. And sometimes it's tough. And people do not want to, you know, take the Word of God seriously. And I tell them, many, many religions I run into and talk to them, and just, you know, sometime I just like, you know, a water boy on the field trying to, you know, quench somebody's thirst. Because the gospel is like, you know, from a distant line, like a water for thirsty soul. So I just like a water boy, and I want to encourage you, as Kerry was suggesting, yes, prayer is an essential thing in a Christian life. It's not only for the growth, but also change nations. We can look at the life of Daniel. The prayer changed the heart of nation, and we can do the same thing, because we have the same God who works. And the same God who's the best in the west and the north and the east and the south. And He is awesome God. So 6:45 you guys are talking about. Actually, I have alarms. Almost 6 or 7 alarms on my phone. I can give you testimony to showing you my alarm setup. Like alarms for 11:11. And I take a passage for Romans chapter 11, verse 11, and I pray for the children of Israel. And I say, as Paul says, you know, that may the church become so evidence and a reflection, I'm paraphrasing, that they will be jealous. And they will be jealous of church to know what they have given away as denying their own Messiah. And I pray for 12:12 a.m. Oh, sorry, yeah, 12:12 every day. And that will be 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Pray for the kings and presidents and all those who are in authority, and I have alarm. Pray for my president, T, because there's enough, not too much space, so instead, full name Trump. Pray for my president, T, Donald Trump. So that's another alarm. So you can set an alarm. If somehow you can't make it here, maybe just, you know, alarm goes off if you are anywhere in a steakhouse or in a somewhere else. Alarm goes off and you just say, okay, time to talk to Papa. Because I have alarm. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, and I call that alarm, time to talk to Papa. Because that's the number. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, you know, call me and I will give you answer. And I will reveal you the things that are unrevealed and hidden. And Jeremiah was standing in a courthouse when he was, you know, being persecuted, being falsely accused that he's not the prophet who's speaking us the truth. So anyways, just want to give you some references. Alarms is good. You can set up alarm and pray can change history. And I have seen, and you are having, been experiencing, prayer is awesome thing for Christians to do. So that's why I'm going to open up with prayer, because English, I love it. English is my second language. It's drive me to the powerhouse to ask the God of Almighty to ask His wisdom. So let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you, Father, for Holy Spirit, who always guide us, stand with us and beside us and go before us as a great helper, as a heavy lifting champion in the gym of Christian life. Thank you, Father, for this helper. Thank you, Father. And bless our time together, and also, Father, as all the prayer requests has been given. Pray for Thomas. Pray for somebody else who is going through the cancers and some other things, Father. You know them, their name. By them, their name. So, Father, as your servant, I ask, may your mighty hand be upon them. May whatever needed healing, restoration, a boost of energy, or, Father, confusion to be solved and harmony in a business. Father, may your name be glorified. And Father, bring a goodness and mercy and righteousness from out of chaos, out of troubles, out of pain. Bring the ashes of beauty to glorify you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Wow, so I don't know where to begin. So, yesterday I was emphasizing on God has only one son and he was a missionary. So God is a missionary God. And from Genesis to Revelation we can see him. He is a man with a mission and he persistently, constantly, and focusedly doing his mission. And Paul told us to be like our Heavenly Father. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. Paul also told us, as I imitate Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Or all the way to the 11th chapter 11. He said, be imitated of Christ. So we need to pick on the, you know, the plan and the game of God, who is a missionary God. And we have a mission. And as a brother Chris was mentioning, and there was a quote I wrote somewhere, and I think it will come up here somewhere. Yeah, I got it here. It's a beautiful quote, and I like to share this morning Our God is a missionary God, and we need to stay on mission. Because Bible clearly tells us we are a people of the book. And if we are the people of the book, we are with the charge of a mission. And that's what says, every heart without Christ is a mission field. Every heart without Christ is a mission field, and every heart with Christ is a missionary. We don't have to go to, you know, what is called, the Starbucks to sit there to have a degree to identify what kind of coffee is. Missionary is every heart who have the gospel been sown into their heart. And I simply tell people through, in Pakistan and everywhere, I say, you know, do you remember your redemption story? Yes. I said, just tell the story. Just tell the story that his story will change somebody's history. Make somebody's history change. How can you do that? Just telling the story. How you got saved. How somebody led you to Christ. And how simple was that. So that's why I'm sharing this quote. Every heart without Christ is a mission field. There's a lot of people who are like, you know, blown up a field outside of these walls. They are painful. They are going through suffering and many other things. And some of them are their, you know, self-induced miseries. But God can, you know, comfort them. And every heart who have a, you know, message of Christ, he is or she is a missionary. There's a no entering, you know, into the mission field. Can I do it? I'm 88 or HDD or whatever. Whatever we age, whatever we are and who we are and where we are, we can be a missionary, you know, sandwich to someone else. So, that's enough. Because it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, 15, and 16. For the love of Christ control us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all dies, and he died for all, so that who lives might not longer live for themselves. We have a mission. And I remember someone quote, somebody was telling somebody, like, you know, condescendingly talking them down and saying, you know, you're not worth nothing. And a preacher stood up and he said, sir, call no man common. Call no man common because Christ died for all. There's a people who are living without, you know, destiny. Without any understanding. We had a mission. We got the power. We got the message. We just need to reach them. And sometimes we can reach them by so many means. I want to tell you a story at the Cracker Bill because today is Sunday. So every Cracker Bill, every Sunday, there's a country fried chicken, you know, available. It's a two big giant piece, cooked well, and then there's, you know, two corn muffins, and then there's the fries and many other things comes. And that's whenever I'm able to do, I will go there. Go there because I can save one chicken piece for later night snack to teach online. So one time me and Carrie just, we went after church and went there and Carrie said, I have to do some shopping. So long story short, she went for shopping and she said, you know, we finished our dinner, actually lunch. We had a one chicken piece I saved. I said, I'm going to eat tonight when I'm teaching online for until 2 a.m. So I said, that's a good snack. So we came out. I saw there's a poor, rugged man, and I think he was from Indian tribe. Very poor man. American Indian. Sitting there with his, you know, like little bicycles, have nothing. And as we were going, and Carrie said, I'm going to do a shopping, and as we were walking, and I told her, I said, there's a poor man sitting. She said, go and talk to him. Tell him about Jesus. I said, okay. She's my holy GPS. Most of time she direct me the places I don't want to go, just like a Peter. Peter, there will be a time that you can't put your pants on. Somebody have to put it on, you know. So she's my holy GPS. She said, I'm going for shopping. You go and talk to him. So I stand at the corner, a lot of people's coming. And he's looking at him and he said, nobody even considering him to even give him a look. To just bear witness in their own conscience to look, they are just dismissing him, this person. I saw and I went and I sit next to him. I said, how are you doing? Typical, I'm okay. He said, I'm hungry. I said, I saved the chicken. I didn't touch. I don't have any cooties. I pray it's clean. You can have it. He said, are you sure? I said, yes. So I gave him and he started eating the biscuit and almost going to choke himself to that, eating too fast. I said, you eat. Let me go inside. I will get you water and some napkins. So I went inside and started giving him the water and he started eating. So he sat there and when he just, you know, finishes the chicken, and I say, by the way, as I was going to begin to talk to him about Christ, on a 69 highway that goes into from a Prescott Valley to Prescott area, the accident happened, boom, right there. Nobody got like a very bad injury, but the car hit each other. And I said, Can I ask you a question? He said, sure. I said, where you will spend eternity if you die today, right here, just like this accident happened? He said, I'm going to hell. He said, I don't know. I'm going to hell because I'm not a good man. I don't know what to do. I have never heard anything. I said, I got a good message for you. I said, you know, yeah, hell is a very, very, very bad place. And they never run out of gas. I said, it's very hot. It's a very smoky place. I said, you know, so you have a choice. Do you want to spend your eternity in non-smoking room or smoking room? He said, I do not want to go there, but I know I'm going there. I said, the solution is God sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for you, to pay the penalty. So I gave him the whole plan. Explain. I said, it don't stop there. People will tell you that maybe you have a hope. I said, let me read another passage. I said, 1 John 5:13 says, these things are written to those who believe in the Son of God. They have eternal life. Not maybe or will be or hoping. No, you are possessor of eternal life right now just by putting your faith in Christ. He said, sure. And I said, what's your name? He said, my name is Ace. It's just like the computer. A-S-U-S, Ace. I said, wow, what a wonderful name. Ace, your rescue comes from Jesus Christ, who's also in Spanish called Jesus. So we talk, and I led him to Christ. Why did I told you the whole story? The fried chicken. One fried chicken can change somebody eternity. One Coca-Cola can open somebody's heart. I remember in Kansas, some new young man at the Arkansas, just changed his history of life. He didn't have the money and everybody was buying and he was from very broken home kid in Arkansas youth camp. I said, what do you want? Can I have a Coca-Cola? I said, sure, but I don't have money. I said, don't worry, it's paid it all. I gave it to him and he started opening up. Long story short, he shared his pain and suffering and abuse from his own family, all kind of things. And he said, I hate a father figures in my life. The worldly father, I hate that figure. I said, you know, I can be identified with you, but there's another father who will never do any abuse to you. He's a heavenly father. So one Coca-Cola opened up the whole conversation and end up leading this guy who was going to commit suicide. He said, if I have a gun here at the campground, I will do it. He said, I was planning to go and commit suicide when I go home. And he said, but this Coca-Cola, you know, opened our conversation and I led him to Christ and he's still standing firm, and I often talk to him. So, why I'm sharing? Because everything is matter. Everything is matter because God had a one son and he was a missionary. And we are followers of Jesus Christ. We are all missionaries. So, I want to share a video, I think. Should I share a video? Yeah, that will be appropriate. So this is the video that was taken in Pakistan by two gentlemen, Jeremy and Matt, from Edge of Cinema. A brave man that went there and did the work to, with the one attention, one inspired, the body of Christ in the USA to show them how good and blessed we are with the every heavenly and earthly blessings. So here's the video of our work. Yes, sir. I think I don't have the volume on that one. Can we go to the other computer? The volume is not coming. Oh, maybe my computer volume is dead. Now I'm doing it. Thank you. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadus, kadus, kadus. Paas, zameen asmaan ke khalik ka malik, tera shukr ada karte hain is pyare mauka ke liye tune hamare zameen mein bakhsh diya. Tera shukr hai subah ke liye khudaanda ki tune hamari zameen ki nayi subah de sake hai khudaanda. Aap tera shukr ada karte hain bachche.
The Voice of the Martyrs saw our video, because we speak for them sometimes, and they said, can we use your footage for the International Day of Prayer, which is November 4th, and we want to use and put together our own video, which is this one you're going to see. And it's being sent out to all of Voice of the Martyrs, which is a huge organization. So they used our ministry to inspire people to pray for November 4th, which is International Day of Prayer. This is the video that they put together. They flew us out to Michigan, for example, to do the voiceover and the all this stuff. So it's a great honor. So first of all, be partners with them. And then they also support us with conferences. Usually we can do 3 to 4 conferences in Pakistan a year. The Bibles, all the Bibles that we need, they supply. And of course, they pray. They pray for us. That's why, it's just working, you guys. So they did a great job.
And we purchased the coffee. And I said, do they have a brown sugar? And sometimes, people look at brown sugar, they're looking, talking about, thinking about the drugs. I said, brown sugar, the raw sugar for coffee. Okay. And they said, we don't have that. We have a honey. So I said, honey, can you get me some honey? And there was a bottle. It was bear full of honey. And she started calling me, I will call you honey bear. So I said, that's a good way to put it. So, here we go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kadus, 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 abal paad. زمین آسمان کے خالق کا مالک تیرا شکر ادا کرتے ہیں اس پیارے موقع کے لیے جس نے ہماری زمین میں بخش دیا تیرا شکر ادا کرتے ہیں خدا نے صبح کے لیے خدا ہمدا کہ تو نے ہماری زندگی میں بخشا کہ نئی صبح دے سکے خدا ہمدا خدا تیرا شکر ادا کرتے ہیں بچوں کے لیے خدا ہمدا
Today in Pakistan, we Christians are second-class citizens. Though we have committed no crime, we are ostracized and banished to the lowest place in society. Often we are forced to leave our villages and our own homes. We cannot get good jobs. And we have no voice in government. What is left for us is servitude. Sewage work. And we know we will never advance. Church, a place where Christians come together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, to sing His praise, to study His Word. For while our country has turned its back on us, God has not. Sometimes it is not easy. The loss, the injustice. So please remember to pray for us. That we will continue to live together in fellowship. That we will continue to see the joy of the Lord in our lives. And that we will persevere in our faith no matter the cost. And please remember, we are praying for you.
Hey, honey bunny, can you come up here and just sit here and roll through the pictures? It will be good. Yes, this is the life of Christians in Pakistan. In this whole video, these are the people that some long on the way from past my, you know, conversion, leading them to one by one or family by family to Christ, so they're all in my congregation from different villages. The guy from the brick kilns, their whole family, I will show you the pictures and you can just go from here, honey. It's coming up here if you go on here. Okay, put that one down. Down. That one, did this one work? Okay. This just rolled and this one is working like that. Okay, so you right here. I was in my last life. I'm just joking. I do some technology stuff. No, not really. I just play with computers and computers just teach you. And if you're going wrong, the computer window will pop. You are going in a wrong tunnel. Anyways. So, from brick kilns, this whole family come to the saving knowledge of Christ and they are was in the family, was in the video. And then the guy who was going into the sewers to clean all the scubala out. And that is a way of life to make money for Christians. And with him, the guy who was going down, the guy who was helping take the buckets, that was my brother. Younger brother who used to cut himself for a group of people called Chiite in Islam, one sect that's a follower of Ali. His back is full of scars because he will have a knife, sharp knife with the chains, and he will cut every year his back. And that's what also my dad was doing before they both became a believers. So now he's a believer, dad is a believer, so praise God. My Jerusalem has been covered. I have to take care of the Judea and Samaria and other part of the earth. Praise God for that. They were not happy. They were not happy. They made a very, very bad statement. They were saying, putting a lot of books on a donkey will not make a donkey scholar. They were calling me a donkey because I was telling them that your faith, that you are not have given birth to us. We gave you the birth. And you are telling us from our three generations that we are wrong, worshipping demons and worshipping Satans and idols and graves and summoning on the demons' powers. You telling us we are wrong? They are our gods. And I say, you know, there's only one God. And that is, you know, God of Israel. And he have only one son who can, you know, rescue you. So, and praise God, took a 5 year for my dad to become a believer. And then my mom have her own gods. And she was worshipping Wednesday, one deity. And then Thursday night was the other deity. And then many other, you know, ritual they were doing, Hindu rituals. But thank God, she became a believer. So I have four brothers. They are full blood breed by the Holy Spirit. Let's put it that way. They're all in Christ. And one is a face-to-face with him. Just recently, last year, he passed away. This year, sorry. Thank you, GPS. She is a wonderful, so that's the pictures I want to share. You can, honey, you can look at here before you have a bad neck. And these are the pictures I just want to share because the church field you saw, there's a kids clapping and the shot was taken by a drone. And you will see that church turn into a beautiful assembly home can host. If we sit everybody on the floor, over 600 people. So you're going to see, honey, can you move on to the pictures? So this is the city where we live, and most of time, you know, we just tell people for the safety reasons that we are in Punjab area. Like on the Voice of the Martyrs video, my face is blurred, and also my name spelled different, so nobody can, you know, track me if they want to. So that was done purposely. These are the people from Pakistan, like, you know, hungry for the gospel. So we've been doing a lot of Christmas care package, and I know you guys been supporting, and it's been flourishing. It's been reaching the message, with the message many, many children and adult. And that was one village we went. There was these many kids, and they all never heard a clear gospel. Never heard. And I said, I want to share your photo if, you know, you allow. And they said, yes. And they raised their hands after they received the gospel. And that was the picture I took it in one village in Pakistan. So we do a lot of children ministry with a different theme, like, you know, the tabernacles, 7 I.M., fruit of the Spirit, the armor of God, or Psalms 27. This year we are doing, huh? Psalms 23. This year we are doing My Heart Book. It's a fantastic. It's like, you know, sequence going from a garden to, you know, in the fellowship and having eternal life. And from a garden, it's like, you know, sad heart and then a sick heart, and then a searching heart, and then a saving heart, then smiling heart. It's just the story of Sam. Actually, the name was picked by Debbie King when she was writing a material for Pakistan for my uncle's son. His name is Sam, Samson. So she said, Sam's story. So it's a beautiful. A lot of Muslim kids come into the area when they receive that little box with the American call lollipop called Dum Dum and other little things, and they are so happy when they got to do the coloring pages. So that's the one way we are doing the Christmas care package to reach. It's a similar, but not in a, you know, like, you know, things with the Samaritan purse. But it is the same replica we are doing, going to the villages and just sharing the Christmas package to remind them the best gift came down. The spirit of Christmas is not just, you know, a Santa saying, yo, yo, yo. No. Yeah. Or making a bell or whatever the phrase come over there. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. See? Yo, yo, yo. Yeah. Actually, I hang up too much. I stay too much in Chicago, so that's why y'all. What's up, dog? You know, I think so. We have the main feature of the Christmas care package to share the great blessing that came down from heaven, Jesus Christ, the great gift. And she is my bin, my film projector stand. I've been using her. So, that was the one Christmas I was teaching, and I was telling them, I say, nobody's willingly to put up with me, and Carrie's the one is I'm going to use as a stand. So everybody was listening and laughing. So this is the courtyard we use to worship, and we will have no room, not inside, even the outside will be covered, all the villages. And God got a solution, and He provided wonderfully way, but I want to share this story. This is the man that was cooking the bricks and making the bricks and this whole family that Christmas day, Christmas month. And there was some other Muslim kids when first time we offered a Christmas cake. And there was a kids, they were eating like, have something heavenly food. And I asked them, do you have ever before a fresh cream cake? They said, never. So that was not only a blessing to them, but the whole family accepted Christ right there. And I say, okay, let's have a party, Christmas cake. And it was a blessing. And then also, we do a lot of Bible distribution, and it is a wonderful, wonderful way to give people tool to read the Word of God, because without the Word of God, we have no understanding on the mind of God, which is, beautiful gift. And people are so grateful to have their first Bible as a possession. And I have a very great heart for that, because I never owned a Bible before, since my honey bunny gifted me over 4 years ago a new Bible for my birthday. And before that, I was using a borrowed Bible. I still have that with a Gorilla tape or the brown tape on it. And even the name, that guy who written to someone else, it was, I think, 2001. So that's why my desire to bring Bible to anyone who don't have a Bible. And then we are doing the Bible conferences. They are going very well. We have a several books translated, like a Dr. The basic foundation study from Drew Freeman. We have translated that, so we give those to teachers and people who can't afford and go to seminary, so they have some material in their hands. So we do that conferences on it. And also the basics book, we've been using that, and it's been in many, many seminaries, small seminaries and churches and people's home. I think they are coming. Okay, they are not there. Okay. Okay, I can show you later. And conferences, and also the suffering of believers, as Pastor Maddox was talking about. These two young men was killed. One was burned alive because he made a statement when his opposer asked him, "Who are you?" which is Muslim, on a Friday, on a holy day of, you know, Islam. As he was going back from his shop, as he was learning to learn cloth sewing skills, and he went to the market and the guy said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a Christian." They just start beating him and pour the gasoline on him and set him on fire. He died 7 days later making a statement. His name was Noman. He said, "I forgive my persecutor and I hope they will find Jesus." And then another young man, Zishan, he was also abused physically very badly, insulted, and then hooked up on a tree and left there as a dead body, and they said, you know, it's a natural death. And nobody even, you know, considered him any worthy, and his killers are still out there. Which one? Okay. And that was a recent bomb blast. Three family members in one church setting like that going out, start shooting happening, and the bad people already declared that they was doing that because they do not want Christian to worship and go to church. This girl, she had her own beautician parlor, like beauty parlor. She was making people beautiful. And some thug who have money and very radical trying to force her to convert from Christianity to Islam on forcefully asking her, if you don't, I'm going to take you. And she said, "I cannot deny my Jesus, cannot do anything." And then he came up with a solution, that's their mother and father, to bring acid and burn her, and just also 5 days later she died. So these are the pictures. I have several pictures, actually more pictures available on Facebook for the new sanctuary. I think I do have the video in another computer, never mind. You can go on a Facebook, or we can, you know, share some pictures later. The new sanctuary. Yeah. And that's what is going on in Pakistan. Even in
the slide of your church, the men that are doing things now, your brother, just the deacons that you showed earlier.
So we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it. Thank you. Yes, sir. Are we ready? Okay, here we go.
In Pakistan, 98% of the people are Muslim. They believe in Muhammad and Allah. And 1.6% people are Christians who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I can tell you, it's a perfect place to share the gospel, what Christ have done for them. My great-grandfather, my grandfather and father, they were involved in witchcraft and idol worship. But thank God I became a believer by the age of 16, and my desire was to share with others what Christ have done for me. And we start a small prayer group to share Christ with others. That prayer group growing up so much that we were reaching many villages with the gospel of Christ and sharing Christ in so many ways, and that turned into a Grace Bible Church Pakistan, and it's growing and growing by hundreds of people are receiving the word and the gospel of Christ. In Grace Bible Church, we have a Sunday service because there's a lot of hunger for the Word of God and people want to know about the Lord. That's why we started a 7 days a week, a morning devotion every day. And when I'm in the country, I teach face to face. When I'm not in the country, I teach online via Skype. And it's amazed me when I see that how dedicated these people are and want to know who is the Lord and what He has done for them. We have so many different ministries God is using, from children to adult in Pakistan, in many different ways. It's mind-boggling to see what God is doing.
My name is Chris Harris. I'm an elder and the treasurer for Grace Bible Church Pakistan, as well as a house parent for the 316 boys. I also oversee the outreach ministry to bring the Word of God to the local families in their homes. When we go to different villages or house to house, we encourage them about Christianity and their faith to become a follower of Jesus Christ, because without Christ, there is no eternal life. So, we edify them with the Word of God. When we go to villages like 65, we will gather everyone in one place and start with a song of worship. Then, we will pray. Sometimes, there are people who are sick, so we pray for the sick people. And to the end, we present the Word of God.
My name is Rajesh Samuel. I am a deacon and the secretary of Grace Bible Church, and I am also the acting principal of Grace Academy Medium English School. At the school, I take care of all the legal paperwork, and I also oversee what is going on throughout the day. That is my responsibility. In Grace Academy School, we first put a focus on Bible study, and we also teach English, math, Islamia, and also science and social studies, as well as many other activities. Soon, we want to start English-speaking courses at Grace Academy School, as well as how to read and write in English. We have students from prep up to 8th grade, and we are hoping to have up to 10th grade in the future. According to the government of Pakistan, they require you to have a different campus or classroom for boys and girls up to 10th grade. So we are hoping to do that in the future. We teach our students at Grace Academy English Medium School for free, and also provide their books, uniforms, and sandals. This is all done with donations we receive. We are also hoping to have a field that will be a playground for our orphanage kids, and it will also double as a playground for our students.
We wake up at 5 a.m. and then go to church. After church, I come home with the kids, and Saima makes breakfast. After they eat breakfast, they get ready for school. I help during the day with grocery shopping and cleaning. These kids have lost their parents. Most of them have lost their mother and father, and they came from broken families. So we take care of them.
Since we got here and we got these children, especially the girls, they had no social skills because no one was in their prior life to take care of them. We even had to teach them how to put their clothes on and tie their hair. Even when the kids are in trouble, we love them. We consider them our dear family, and it is a blessing to us.
At the orphanage, it is amazing to serve these kids and to help them. It's difficult, but we like to help train them in what they don't know.
My name is Anila Harris. I'm the wife of Chris Harris and the house parent of the 316 boys with my husband. My hope for these kids one day is for them to have their own house so they can see the values that have been invested in them. They can be a reflection of Jesus and share the testimony of Jesus to let everyone else know that they have been imputed with the Word of God, as well as trained to behave as a good follower of Christ among others.
The reason I started Free Grace Theological Seminary because there was need of shepherds and leaders in so many places. So we meet once a week from 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's a tense Bible study, and we are teaching them a basic theological teaching so they can go out. And it is amazing how hungry they are, and it's continually going on. It's a 2 years long course, and it will be a blessing to see them to be a shepherd to so many different flocks.
My name is Elder Eunice.
and I'm a security guard at the Grace Academy School and also a church elder for the Grace Bible Church of Pakistan. Especially right now in Pakistan, there is a lot of terrorism, and according to that, we need to have security to protect people at the church. We have two security guards for the Grace Bible Church that are civilians, and also the government sometimes provides four or six policemen, so church guards are always by the door, and the government police are standing on each corner to protect against anyone trying to come in.
I'd like to ask you, first of all, please keep us in your prayer, because it's a tough field. 98% Islam and less than 2% Christianity, we need your prayer. And secondly, I welcome you to get involved for short-term missions in Pakistan and see what God is doing in Pakistan. And lastly, I will encourage you to ask the Lord how you can help to continue this ministry by donating and continue to furthering the gospel of Christ, reaching thousands of people in Pakistan. Thank you for your prayers and for your donations. You are making a great impact, not on this earth, but for eternity. And you will see that when you see Jesus face to face. God bless and have a blessed day.
That was the miracle I was talking about before they came. 4 or 5 days early, I was recovered from the typhoid fever with the miraculous power of God. And after that, we didn't write. A lot of people asked, are you reading anything? And this, I say, you know, it's a natural flow. It's just, you know, whatever's inside comes out. So, and that's why 6:45, I was just looking at the passage, I think it's Luke 6:45 is, you know, out of man, out of a good treasure bring good things, and out of bad treasure they bring bad things. So that's a good alarm to set up for prayer meeting here for Wednesday, 6:45. Anyways, you saw Anila and Chris, my brother. I want to share this a fascinating story, because you've been seeing this a little bugaboo on the Facebook. His name is Israel. How this whole thing happened? We were in Israel and we were praying, and there was a rabbi, and everybody was saying, oh, when you go to the Wailing Wall, if it's open, go and pray, and also, you know, put prayer requests in the cracks. So I said, okay, doesn't hurt. Our God can hear anywhere. He can hear from the Jordan River, and He can hear from my, you know, from my throne to His throne. I don't matter. He can, you know, hear from anything. And most of the time, the revelation take place when I'm taking shower. And that's my personal intimate time with God, when I'm, you know, having like an intimate relationship and working on my lessons. A lot of outlines take place there. So anyways, story goes on. So we are in Israel, and Carrie had a one prayer request, and she came to me and she said, this is okay. I said, sure. And the prayer request was, God, if you please and desire for us to raise an infant from a first day to be our son, we would delightfully will do that. So that's the prayer request she put into the Wailing Wall cracks in Israel. And then we came back. She stayed here. I went to back to, oh yeah, she was with me, sorry. She, me and her went to Pakistan. And then she came back home early because there was a bomb blast. So I'm telling you the whole story. And then Anila and Chris, they went to the doctor, and because she was pregnant, and doctors have to do the ultrasound and says, he's a boy. So they came to me in the room and they came home, went to sleep. Honey Bunny, stand up. Sometime, you know, like Lori was saying, you know, there's a guy from the camp or the meetings. says the girl's brain is like, you know, spaghetti. It has so many connections, it goes in order. And the man's brain is like a box with things in a box. And sometimes, you know, box, 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 and there's an empty box, we don't think anything. But woman thinks always. They don't stop thinking. I don't know what is true. Anyways.
This is what Anila told me. She said they came home, they went to sleep. And the next morning she woke up. She said to Chris, I don't know if Jesus visited me or if I just dreamt this, but Jesus told me this child belongs to Pastor Carey. And Chris said, you know, she said, what do you think? And Chris said, what better gift to give my brother than an heir? He gave me the gospel and gave me purpose in this life, which he has lots of purpose. So what better gift? So then they came to his room to tell him what they were talking about. And I was on Skype with Basil. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Because it was just different looking, you know, the faces and the speaking ears. He says, Anila said that Jesus said that this child belongs to you and to us. And I was just like, get out! Oh my God, he's such a show-off! We're such a show-off, Lord! And so, of course, we're still praying God's will because we found out just recently that we can become his guardian, no problem. In Pakistan, that's not a problem, but to adopt him and actually immigrate him here is going to be a little bit more of a trickier thing. And so
when he was born in May 8th, right, honey?
May 8th, the day before.
Yeah. Her father's name is Ray, and she was thinking, what should we call him? First I said, you know, maybe he was, we were at the Western Wall, call him a Western. And she said, no. I said, okay, what about Israel? I said, no one have a name in Pakistan. Baby was born and called Israel. She said that would be too far going because it's, you know, it's a dangerous. They don't like Israel. They do not allow to go to Israel. So anyway, so she said, why not? Yeah.
Baby
Ray.
Yeah. But his real name on the birth certificate is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So after
Israel
praying,
John.
Yeah. After praying, you know, Carrie said, why not do just take IS out and say Ray L. Ray L. And I say, you know, that's a good name. But let's put it in the birth certificate, Israel John. So his name is Israel John. And keep us in your prayers, especially for that matter, that his will be done. His will be done, and I already told Israel in his ears. I said, Israel will prevail with God on anybody. So you will have a lot of conflict. So be prepared. So a lot of things happening, and I just want to say to the end, thank you very much. And thank you very much because a church that is not a missionary church soon will be a missing church. And I can see the wall that you guys are full of mission. Thank you for standing with us, behind us, and covering us with your prayer. What we are doing, it is what John Hintz last couple weeks ago we were visiting and having fun at his home, meeting the Dr. Dan, who's have a four legs. I'm not talking about the two legs, Dr. Dan. I'm talking about the turtle that was walking around. The four leg Dr. Don is showing me and their dog, beautiful. So,
Dad told me lots of stories about y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one. So it's just, you know, beautifully, and I was so inspired. He said, you know, yeah, we should tell everybody. And come to Christian faith is easy believism. Simple. Easy believism. You don't have to do hard work because it's only putting your faith in Christ. I said, that's good. And then it's also easy rewardism. How you do that? Easy rewardism, because when you support a missionary, it goes for eternity. So I just want to let you know, your easy rewardism, not going onto the bomb field, not going anywhere, and sitting in your home having a chocolate coffee, and you are supporting a missionary on your wall, it is easy rewardism. Ripping, ripples goes off on and on and on, and God is a promise that those who will do that, He will give them a hundredfold. Hundredfold multiplied time, hundredfold is a thousandfold. And it is unbelievable business with the God of universe. Let's do it. So thank you very much for everything you guys are doing. And you are making a difference. And you are church with a mission. And without mission, church is going to be a missing church, but you are going to be a existing church as the youth is going to grow and on and on. Thank you very much for the donors. In Jesus' name.
We're going to add, my main reason that I wanted you to show this one again, I wanted to write his name down. I didn't realize it was your brother, Chris Harris. We're going to be in prayer for him.
Thank you.
He has a chore. I mean, all the things he does. Good grief.
And if
what does he have time to have so many children?
They don't have a cable TV.
Heavenly Father, you've given us a privilege on Wednesday night of studying the book of Acts and how the gospel went from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. And you've given us the privilege, even though I always thought Texas was the uttermost parts of the world, you've given us the privilege of having an impact in the uttermost parts of Pakistan. And today, Heavenly Father, we pray for Faisal and Kerry, the deacons, his brothers, people that run Grace Bible Church in Pakistan. Let us be working brothers with them, partners with them. We thank you for today so very much. In your Son's precious name, amen.